1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Perrin.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's a beautiful morning, nice and cool, a great day to get out in the yard and get some planting done. And remember, it's never too late to plant, never too late to get those hanging baskets on. And it's just a perfect day for you to get out in that yard and do a little weeding, get some planting done. If you haven't edged the beds, put some edge on them and bark mulch to keep the weeds down so that you don't have to come back and do that again. We're broadcasting live this morning from Mahoney's Rocky Ledge in Winchester, Massachusetts. And we'll be here until 2 o'clock to answer all of your gardening questions. Now, if you need some help with your garden, the phone number to call, 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Again, this is June, and some of you have been sending me emails that you're a little bit concerned that you've missed it. Well, it's only early June. There is still time to plant, so don't get discouraged. It may be a little bit behind. You have plenty of time. July and August is when everything will catch up, and I just planted my tomatoes and peppers a couple weeks ago. So, you know, I'm in southern Maine. We're a little bit cooler than for those of you in Massachusetts, Rhode Island, Connecticut. It's a little bit cooler up there, but we will catch up, believe me. So don't panic if you don't have all of your gardening done. There is still plenty of time to get everything in. The weather's been cold, and a little bit cool this morning. It was in like 47 degrees when I left Kennebunk this morning. But it's warming up, and it's going to be a great day. Now, there's a lot of things that need to be done in your garden. One thing I want you to check on, if any of you have iris, I want you to take a look at the foliage of your iris today. If you see some yellow spots or brown, almost like a circle with a yellow center, that's a fungus. And that's usually caused with cool, damp weather, rainy, damp weather. And it's a fungus. So if the foliage of your iris has either yellow spots or a brown, looks like a ring, yellow on the inside, brown around the edges, that's a fungus. And use a product like Messenger or Serenade on there, and that will help to stop it. Now, if it's only on one or two leaves, best bet, take a pair of scissors, remove the leaf. That way you eliminate the problem from the plant. But clean them up. Good fungicide, and that will prevent it from getting worse. Also, the roses, they're really starting to grow right now. I was looking at my roses yesterday and started to see aphids. I hadn't seen aphids up until now, so that's a sign that you need to get the insecticides out on your roses. Now, if you have a lot of roses and you don't want to spray on a regular basis, then use the systemic products. Bayer has a rose and flower. Espoma has a rose and flower that's more on the natural side. But get your insecticides that are systemic in the soil. Most of these are granules that are a combination fertilizer and insect control, and it will last for 4 to 6 weeks. But again, I noticed on my roses, a few aphids beginning on the buds, so they got a systemic insect granules on them. Watered it in thoroughly, and within a day or two, that insecticide will be taken in by the root system, brought into the leaves, the stems, eventually to the bud, and then the aphids will disappear. And that way, you have better shaped flowers. The colors are a lot truer, and the blooms are going to last longer because you don't have little bugs sucking the juices right out from that plant. So be aware, okay? A lot of things to do, and if you have questions, that number to call, 800-259-9231. We're going to work together to give you a great gardening season. Now, let's talk a little bit about hanging baskets. If any of you bought fuchsia, fuchsia is a great hanging basket for the shade. There's one thing that you need to know with fuchsia. You're going to look at that flower, and it looks like a beautiful bell. When the flower falls, what remains is, looks like a little fruit, about the size of your little finger, and it will turn kind of burgundy to a rust color. That's a seed pod. And what you need to do on a regular basis is, when you're looking at your fuchsia, maybe cleaning some of the flowers that fall to the ground, if you see any of this fruit, pick it off. The plant is trying to make seeds. And if you don't remove the fruit or the seed pod, it's going to stop blooming. So the more you clean, the more you remove the seed pod, the harder the plant's going to work to give you more and more flowers. And all of your hanging baskets, if you want them to really continue to bloom and give you some good color, they need to be fed every couple of weeks. Now, whether you use something like the Neptune's Harvest, which is a great natural all-organic fertilizer, or some Miracle-Gro, you need to apply it every couple of weeks. These plants are growing very quickly, and as the days get warmer, they're going to get bigger and bigger, and they're working hard to give you a lot of flowers, and they're hungry. You eat every day, right? Well, your plants need to eat on a regular basis. So either use something like Neptune's Harvest or Miracle-Gro every couple of weeks, or if you're busy, you normally forget to do that, you may want to do this at that same time. There's a product called Osmocote. It's made by the people of Scotts and Ortho, and this is a great product. It looks like little BBs, and for a 10-inch hanging basket, all you need is a couple, maybe three tablespoons of Osmocote. And every time you water that plant, a little bit of the fertilizer will come out of that little BB-type capsule and will fertilize your plants. And Osmocote will last you the whole season. So two or three tablespoons for an 8-inch, 10-inch pot. And every time it gets watered, it gets fed. Greener foliage, more blooms, and a happier plant. And if the plant's happy, you're going to be happy. If we can help you, 800-259-9231. Give us a call. We'll try and help you to select the right plants for your particular area. And that's why I always encourage that you go to the nursery. The box stores, they have no idea. If you tell them you have a shade situation, they're going to tell you the hanging plants are over there in aisle 27. Go to the garden center, the nurseries. They're going to take the time and explain to you, okay, well, we have fuchsia. We have impatiens that will do good in that type of growing condition. We have plants like lobelia that will do good in a shady situation. And they can give you ideas. Don't buy a plant because it looks pretty. Decide what your light conditions are. Is it sun in the morning, then shade in the afternoon? Is it shade in the morning, then sun in the afternoon? Take that information to your local nursery. Then they can show you what you can put in that particular area. It used to be that for a sunny hanging basket, everybody grew ivy geraniums. Today, the choice is endless. Beautiful cascading petunias in whites and reds and purples, all kinds of colors. There are the New Guinea impatiens that really love the sun and bigger flowers than your traditional impatient. Hybrids, big leaves, multicolored or bicolored foliage, and blooms that could be as big as 2 inches or more in diameter. And all kinds of new things. Plants like scavola with beautiful white or blue flowers. You have plants like bocopa, little white, looks like baby's breath almost. And then you have a lot of other supertunias and a lot of great selection. Also for the shade, begonias of all type. You have your traditional wax begonias. You have the hybrid, beautiful double reds, pinks, whites, yellows. All kinds of selection is out there. So if you're thinking different, you want something unique to make that hanging basket stand out. And I know some of you live in an apartment and all you have is a porch to do your gardening. You want something that's going to give you a porch that is outstanding. Come to a place like Mahoney's and tell them, I want something different. This is what my lights situation is like. And they'll show you some wonderful plants that will do good for your particular growing condition. And it can be an awful lot of fun. You may even want to take that hanging basket and grow some hanging cucumbers. You could take that topsy-turvy that they have on TV and some of the garden centers sell and grow a tomato plant in it or a green pepper plant in it. You could take an earth box and grow an earth box on that little porch that you have. All kinds of things. So if you need some suggestions or some help, the number to call, 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231.
Prepare to get pumped about killing weeds and take the 5-minute challenge with the Roundup brand Pump and Go Sprayer. Just pump it up for up to 5 minutes of continuous spray. Squeezing trigger spray bottles will kill your hands, but the Pump and Go Sprayer will keep you going strong and weeds won't stand a chance. Roundup brand Pump and Go Sprayer. Hard on weeds, easy on you. The problem with weeds, you kill one and a new one pops up, which is why you need Roundup Extended Control Weed and Grass Killer plus Weed Preventer. It does two jobs at once. One, kills the weeds you have down to the root. Two, prevents new weeds from growing for up to 4 months. That's right, one application and your weed killing is done for up to 4 months. Roundup Extended Control, available in the easy-to-use pump-and-go sprayer with up to 5 minutes of continuous spray. The easier way to kill weeds and keep them away.
Hi, this is Brian Main from my good friends at Dr. Earth with an incredible offer. Dr. Earth is generously offering a free 48-page organic gardening guide. Milo Seamus, president of Dr. Earth, has spent over 17 years researching and developing this invaluable information for the Dr. Earth 17th Anniversary Magazine. Visit drearth.com and click the Ask Dr. Earth button on top. Enter your mailing address and send it, or call 707-448-4676. Again, that's drearth.com. Dr. Earth, just go organic.
If you have arthritis, carpal tunnel, or wrist problems, don't give up gardening because it hurts. Look for Radius Garden Tools. Last year I planted 1,100 seedlings without a single blister. My wife has arthritis and she would only help me if she got to use the Radius work tools. The tools are beautiful, durable, and guaranteed for life. Go to the website, www.radiusgardentools.com, for a dealer near you. Enjoy gardening again without pain and use Radius Garden.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you one dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com, that's PureBulk.com, or call 406-251-3270, 406-251-3270 today.
Less than a century ago, half of the American public grew much of their own food. Today, it's been estimated that only 1% of Americans still grow their own food. During the Great Depression, over 18 million people suffered from starvation. And as America continues down its current path, for many, the reality of another depression is a very serious concern. With massive layoffs and unemployment at record levels, growing your own food will help you save money that you'd normally spend at the grocery store. Invest in your family's future by stocking up with your very own supply of seeds available from GetSeeds.net. Each order includes over 14,000 non-GMO chemical-free seeds that will provide you with food for years. Call 877-394-6657 to get 100 varieties of our heirloom seeds for just $49. Once again, that's GetSeeds.net or call 877-394-6657 to establish your own food supply today.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parrott Garden Club. I hope I get you stimulated a little bit. It's time to get moving. That number, one more time, 800-259-9231. We're broadcasting live from Mahoney's Rocky Ledge in beautiful Winchester, Massachusetts. Jared, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
How's your garden growing this morning, Jared?
My garden's doing pretty well. My peppers are about a foot tall, looking good. They've been budding. One of them had some flowers on it yesterday, so.
Good. Things are moving. That's a good thing.
Moving right along, yeah.
We will make a gardener out of you yet, Jared.
I guess so.
Who do we have up first, Jared?
Okay, first up this morning, we have Eleanor on the line who's calling about her hydrangea.
Eleanor, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. I've talked to you before about these hydrangeas, and last year was a great year. They bloomed famously.
Great.
I have several bushes at the Cape, and one of them has the stems but no leaves on it. Should those be plucked off to encourage
At this time, Eleanor, any stems that don't have any foliage on them should be removed. See, hydrangeas, even on Cape Cod, a lot of the top of the plant dies during the winter. And then it produces new growth coming out of the ground, and it'll make some new growth on the branches that do remain. But you will always get some dieback no matter where you live. But usually by the third week in May, beginning of June, any of the, they're called canes or sticks, any of those canes that have no green foliage on them should be cut back, and that will help to encourage new growth from the main root system of that particular plant.
And it will still flower. It will still bloom.
It should still bloom on the new growth that develops from the plant. But anything that looks like a dead stick right now should be removed. Cut it as close to the new leaves as possible or right down to the ground. Clean it up because you don't want to have dead tissue. If you have dead branches on a plant, you encourage insects, you encourage diseases to come in there and do its job. When you have a dead branch on any plant, Mother Nature's job is to send bacteria and insects to kill and to destroy it and to eventually change it back to soil. So by you removing it, you eliminate the possibilities of Mother Nature sending diseases to rot that wood and to change it back to soil, or insects that would eat the dead or dying tissue and eventually say, maybe I'll get into this real healthy stuff. So let's clean it up, and you're going to find they're going to grow a lot better. Thank you, Eleanor. Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have Patricia, who's calling about her rhododendron.
Patricia, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning, Paul. I have a lot of winter damage in my top of my rhododendron bushes. Whole sections are brown and dried, and the leaves are falling off. And I wondered whether I should cut those out or whether they'll come back next year.
Well, I'll tell you, I just cleaned mine. I have some big rhododendrons, and it seems to be happening with all sizes, but more noticeable on the big ones. I have one rhododendron that was planted the year that we moved into our home. That was 19 years ago. The plant was 7 feet tall. And that plant right now, I had to take 2 to 2.5 feet right off the top. I waited and waited and waited. And there are some signs of new growth developing on some of the branches. But a lot of it just isn't going to come back. We had a cold winter. We had a lot of snow. And we had plenty of sun and wind. And for some reason this year, the rhododendrons really took a hit. I was talking to a lot of gardeners, North Shore of Boston, into southern New Hampshire and into southern Maine. And as I say, big plants, mature plants, well-established plant, the top foot or two like yours, totally dead. So take out your pruners, your loppers, remove it, fertilize it, and the new growth will come in and will replace the missing foliage. 800-259-9231. Now the spring is here, your lawn and your garden are waking up and coming alive, and boy, are they hungry. This year, satisfy your plant's nutritional needs with a healthy, all-natural diet from Organica. If you're a regular listener, you know that I've been talking about Organica for years. I love their approach to gardening. They nurture the plant from the ground up by enriching the soil with beneficial microorganisms. Organica's patented fertilizer simultaneously feeds the soil and the plant. Their all-natural four-step lawn care program is just what the name implies, 100% organic and natural. Make this year's garden season an Organica one. The soil will thank you. Your lawn and garden will come alive like never before. This spring, go to your local independent garden center and ask for Organica lawn and garden products by name. It's now time to apply step two in Organica's all-natural four-step lawn care program.
The word catastrophe is defined as a sudden and widespread disaster. The only way to be truly ready is to prepare yourself now. The7store.net is here to make sure you are fully prepared in the event of any catastrophe. The7store.net carries high-quality storable MREs, storable and freeze-dried foods, survival gear, terror and pandemic kits, water storage, self-reliant items, and more, all with a low price guarantee. We are ready to answer your questions and offer advice on preparedness, food storage, and more. See why the 7store.net is one of the nation's most trusted emergency preparedness companies for home, business, and schools. Take the first responsible step in preparing for the next inevitable catastrophe by visiting the 7store.net. That's the 7store.net, or call 1-888-654-3447. That's 1-888-654-3447.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Grubs. Their mission, to destroy your lawn. Stop them now with the proven science of Bayer Advanced season-long grub control with Merit. Its patented 2-in-1 formula stops grubs all season. Plus, it revitalizes your lawn in one easy step. To grubs, it's the end of the road. To lawns, a new lease on life. Bayer Advanced season-long grub control. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Weeds and crabgrass are taking over your lawn. Traditional lawn weed killers control either lawn weeds or crabgrass, but not both. Why do half the job when there's Bayer Advanced all-in-one lawn weed and crabgrass killer? It kills lawn weeds plus crabgrass without harming your lawn. Just hook to the hose and go. Nothing's faster or easier. And now it's rainproof in 1 hour. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. We're at Mahoney's Rocky Ledge in Winchester, Massachusetts. They have all kinds of things in here and some great specials. They have impatient hanging baskets, 8-inch pots, $11.50. And if you're doing some landscaping and you're looking for some unusual plants, they have the new Wigelia. It's called Wine and Roses, and it's a 3-gallon pot on special for $19.50. This is really pretty, and it's a plant that's will be blooming shortly. Blooms for a long, long time, and they also have Mindbark, and it's called Center Glow. It was introduced this year, 2009, and the foliage color is something that you really like. So if you're looking for something unique for your garden, $19.50. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next up we have Michelle on the line calling about her hydrangea.
Michelle, good morning. What's happening to your hydrangea today?
Well, good morning to you, Paul. This is the first time I'm calling. I'm a little nervous, but...
Just relax. It's just you and me.
Okay. I have two hydrangeas. They're the Endless Summer. They're in the pot,
yes.
So I'm going to plant them. One of the issues is I wanted to know when I plant it, can I put Holytone and 020 and aluminum sulfate all at the same time when I put it in to plant it? And then the second one is that the second Endless Summer is kind of wilted and the leaves are turning brown. I didn't know if that was because it was a couple of cold mornings. I haven't planted it yet.
Okay. It's probably lack of water. Hydrangea drink a ton of water, more than you can imagine.
Okay.
What I would suggest that you do, and it'd be well worth the few dollars that you'll spend, go to your local nursery.
Yeah.
And there's a product called Soil Moist. It looks like rock salt, little granules that are kind of a clear color. And for a hydrangea that is, let's say, 18 inches, 2 feet by 2 feet, you would need a couple of tablespoons in the hole.
Okay.
Okay. Put that. Put a little bit of Holytone. Work it all in and then plant. And what's going to happen is that Soil Moist is going to expand 200 times in size in your hole, and it's going to make a growth that looks like jello.
Okay.
Your roots are going to grow into that Soil Moist, and when it wants water, it will pull it out. But believe me, it is going to save you a lot of watering, a lot of aggravation. And what's nice, the Soil Moist will last in your ground for 2 to 3 years. Now, you can put the superphosphate a little bit later. The aluminum sulfate is to change the color of the flower. So if you put aluminum sulfate, it will keep them blue or will make them bluer. If you add lime, then you'll turn them pink. So if you bought the Endless Summer varieties, for this year, you probably do not have to because the flowers are already made and they already are going to be blue because of the soil ball that it's in. Next year, I would add the aluminum sulfate, and the superphosphate is something that you can add during July and August to help the plant become bigger and stronger. And a little bit of Holytone now for a general purpose fertilizer. But the main thing, if you have hydrangea, they have big leaves, they have a lot of leaves, and they use a lot of moisture. So if you want to cut back on the amount of watering, especially new ones, get some Soil Moist. This is a great product. If you've got a hanging basket, for example, the New Guineas, they wilt fairly easy, especially on hot days. All you need to do is to take a ballpoint pen, make 4 holes spaced evenly all the way around the root ball in your hanging baskets. And put a few, you're going to use maybe a half a teaspoon. That's it. A half a teaspoon for an 8 or a 10-inch pot, and divide that into the 4 holes that you make on your hanging baskets. Push it in with the pencil into the hole. Squeeze the soil back into place. And water, and it will cut back your watering tremendously. There's nothing like this on the market. And if you have plants that are totally drying out way too fast, Soil Moist is your answer. Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have Mary on the line who has a question about a grapevine.
Okay, Mary, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning,
Hi.
Paul. Welcome to WRKO.
Thank you.
We have a question regarding a grapevine which produces wonderful tender leaves that we use for making dolma.
Yes.
And, I'm sure you know what dolma is.
Mm-hmm.
And my voice is going, I'm going to let my sister talk.
Right. It's used by, Middle Eastern people. They wrap up.
Right.
Yeah. What I want to ask you is that we have a friend who wants to get a cutting from it, and I wasn't sure how to go about it.
Okay. Now, are the grapes running on a fence or on a trellis, an arbor? How are they growing? What are
they're
they growing on?
On an arbor.
Okay.
They don't produce any grapes at all, you know. They come out with a little, it looks like they're going to produce, and then we don't get anything.
Okay.
The leaves are very tender.
Yeah.
Okay. What you want to do is I want you to take one of the new growth branches, one of the new shoots that's developing this year. And you can do it two ways. You can run that branch on the ground, or you can take a big pot, and that would be a real easy way. So if you took a pot that was, let's say, 8 to 10 inches in diameter, you take one of the new shoots, and you'll see that wood, when you look at it, it's fleshy. It's green color. You're going to make a little hole in your container. You're going to take that shoot. You're going to bend it into the hole and then out of the hole so that you're bending the branch so it looks like a U going in and then coming back out again. Now, where it's going to be in the ground, take a knife and lightly scrape some of that new bark all the way around the stem, about an inch in length. So just take the knife, lightly scrape the bark all the way around it, make that U, and push that scraped area right into the container filled with soil. Then put a rock in it to hold it in place. Push the soil over the stem, put a rock on top of it. That way, when it's windy, it doesn't lift up. And I'll tell you, within a month, where you scrape that bark, it will make a root system, and you'll have a brand new plant. And then all you have to do is take off the rock, pull on the stem lightly, and if you feel that it's stuck and the roots are forming, then you can cut it from the mother plant, which would be in back of the pot, and you can give your friend a nice rooted cutting of your grapevine. And you can do that with rhododendrons, you can do it with mountain laurel, you can do it with an awful lot of plants. Azaleas will root like that, wisteria will root like that, trumpet vine. So there's a lot of plants that if you're thinking of moving and you don't want to dig up the big plant, but you want to bring a cutting, all you need to do is to take a branch, bend it into the soil, and then back out, like the letter U, where it's going to be in the soil at the bottom of the U. Scrape the bark about an inch, pin it to the ground, push some soil and pin it with a rock, so that way the wind doesn't pull it out, and you're ready to go. Thank you, girls. You have a great day. Jared, who's next?
Next up, we have Elvis on the line, who has a problem with some pests.
Okay, Elvis, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. I enjoy your program very, very much.
Thank you.
I have a ton of questions all the time, but today I have a problem with insects. One of them, it's not directly the garden, but I'll come to the garden thing. I removed a piece of rotten wood on the doorpost about 8 inches in height, and in the back of it there is a slot about 3 inches deep and only a quarter of an inch wide. And I saw some big ants moving up in there. So I think these are probably carpenter ants. So I bought that product called Amdro, A-M-D-R-O, because I thought a granular product would be better than a spray because it's only a narrow slot. Do you have any advice on that? And then the next one is, I think it's mold damage. The lawn has been elevated for a length of about 3-4 yards, and when I step on it, it goes right down. So what can I do about that? And finally, grubs, is it too late to put a product down now? Is it too late in the season to put a product down to fight grubs? These are my questions.
To fight grubs. Okay. For grubs, now is the perfect time. Your Japanese beetles are right now, they are changing from the white grub to eventually the Japanese beetle, which is a coppery insect that all it does is eat and eat and eat and mate and eat and eat and eat. So right now, what you want to put down is something like GrubX. And you can find that at all of the nurseries, all of the garden centers. And what's nice about the GrubX will work July, August, and September. So it's a slow release, and it will take care of your insects. So I started to see on Thursday of this week, and I haven't seen this all year. I had watered a couple of my perennial beds really, really well because it was dry. And the next morning, Thursday morning, in those particular areas, the grass was all dug. I mean, there must have been 100, 150 holes about 2 inches in diameter. And it's either skunks or raccoons digging in the lawn. Well, I started to clean in the perennial bed, and I found some grubs. So I'll be putting down some GrubX this week and then watering it in, and that will take care of it because it's a season-long product. Bayer, they call it season-long grub control. Scotts calls it GrubX. The ground being soft, that's moles. And there are a couple good products on the market. One of my favorites is called Mole Go, which is a liquid that you can spray on, made by Fertiloam, and very, very effective. And basically what it is castor oil. And you spray it on this area, and when the moles dig in it, they get the castor oil on their fur. It's sticky. They don't like the feel of it, so they lick it off, just like your cat cleans himself. And castor oil is a laxative. It gives them the runs, and it will not go back in there. To control ants, you put down a granule, that's good. But what I would do is keep an eye on it, and you may want to use something like an ant and roach aerosol that you can spray near the wood to prevent future infestations. 800-259-9231. With summer heat and less rainfall, your lawn will start to lose its beautiful spring color and density unless you fertilize your lawn like the golf courses do with Milorganite Organic Fertilizer. Milorganite has been used for over 80 years by thousands of golf courses across the country. Milorganite, it never burns. It's high in iron. It adds organic matter to your soil. It's slow release and longer feeding. Milorganite aids in root development even during drought conditions, and no need to water it in. That's Milorganite. Want to save hundreds of dollars watering your lawn and garden? Simply hose on Organic Water Wizard and reduce your water bill by up to 50%. Organic Water Wizard attracts water to the roots of your lawn and garden, then slowly releases it to the plant to keep them healthy. And you use less water. Why waste water into the ground? Good for your lawn, the garden, your wallet, and the planet. Go to OrganicWaterWizard.com for a retailer near you or call 888-892-8375. Organic Water Wizard. Ever think of a rain barrel for your home to collect water from the gutters that can be stored and used when you need it later? Well, Palmetto Rain Barrels are here, and they're beautiful and priced right at $159, delivered to your home. The barrels hold 55 gallons of water made of recycled brown poly and have a brass spigot. This barrel will catch your gardening friend's eyes when they visit your home. Look it over at palmettorainbarrels.com or call 704-808-1113. Are you trying to garden organically this year? Well, here's a real treat for you. Orcon Corporation at OrganicControl.com has helped directly from Mother Nature for you. No sprays or dust to apply to the problem. Fight back with predatory insects. Mother Nature's natural control method. Not just ladybugs and praying mantis, but insects that control scale, aphids, whitefly, caterpillars, mealybug, beetles, and even fleas in the backyard. Orcon Corporation at OrganicControl.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank. and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
You've probably heard about the incredible, powerful, and natural antioxidants found in red wine. Unfortunately, not everyone is able to drink a glass of wine each day. Now, you don't have to drink even a single drop, thanks to NuRev. NuRev is America's number one anti-aging supplement, thanks to its active ingredient, resveratrol. Resveratrol is the main nutrient found in red wine and has been proven to help slow down the aging process, help you lose weight, override an unhealthy lifestyle, boost your energy level, and so much more. NuRev has been the subject of some of the most exciting anti-aging research in decades and has only recently become available in purified form. Now, you can discover the amazing health benefits of NuRev for free. Just pay to have NuRev shipped to you. Get your free sample now at NuRevOnline.com. That's N-U-R-E-V online.com. NuRevOnline.com. Improve your life today.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. 800-259-9231. This is the gardening season, folks. And if you're concerned that maybe it's too late, you're never too late to garden. Get down to your local garden center. Plant your geraniums. Actually, geraniums that are put in June do a lot better than people that try and rush them in mid-May. The weather is a lot warmer, your nights are a lot warmer, and you're going to see that your geraniums planted at this time of the year are going to do a lot better than trying to rush and beat the season. Mother Nature always has the final say. You have to plant when she's ready, and right now she seems to. So get down to your garden center and let's plant the gardens. Jared, who's next?
Next up, we have John on the line who has a problem with his lawn.
John, good morning. How can we help you today?
Good morning. I have a lawn problem. Over the last several weeks, the lawn has started to develop circles within the lawn that are reddish in color, and I tried to apply a fungicide. The first product was a Scotts product. I think it was with diazinon, and it really didn't control the spots at all. They really continue to spread, and now it's sort of linked together, and the grass is dying. And yep. I tried another product that I think had Dakinil in it, and it still continues to spread across the lawn, and I'm wondering if you have any suggestions.
Okay. The diazinon product is to kill insects, so that won't affect diseases. And when you get a ring, and the ring spreads or gets bigger, then that is going to be a fungus problem. So the first thing that you need to do is get your bamboo rake out and give that section of lawn a good, stiff raking. Get those bamboo or plastic teeth into the ground and fluff up that grass. What happens is a blade of grass gets it, falls and leans on another blade of grass, and then it becomes just like dominoes. So if you can lift up those blades, get all of the dead thatch out of there, and get it all clean, then the Daconil product is going to do the job for you. It's going to take time. But when you have cool, wet weather, the Daconil is having a tough time because you need some sunshine. So what I would do is I would reapply it again. Also, if you want to apply something a little bit different, there's a organic product called Serenade, and they came out last year with a new turf insecticide that's totally organic and totally natural. And I found that the liquids work faster than the powdered. You can buy bagged fungicide. You apply it early morning when there's dew on the grass. It sticks to the dew, dissolves from a powder to a liquid, and then enters the plant. If you use a liquid, you're spraying it directly. You're covering the whole blade of grass, and I found that it works a lot faster. So if you're using the Daconil and it's a liquid, then reapply it. I would do two or three applications about 7 days apart. If you haven't fertilized the lawn in the last 4 or 5 weeks, then I would reapply just a straight fertilizer, and it can be even Miracle-Gro. Get some food on it to help the blades of grass that are having a problem, and that will make them stronger to better fight off this fungus. But rake it, clean it all up, either use the new Serenade turf, which is totally organic. You can use the Daconil if you have it, but you should do it once a week for 3 weeks in a row and some liquid food to try and help give some extra energy to that lawn. Thank you. Jared, can we sneak one more in?
I think we only have a few seconds left, but we'll see if we can get in Mary, who's calling about her Rose of Sharon.
Okay, Mary, quickly, tell us what the problem is.
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
I have a Rose of Sharon tree. It was beautiful, but this year I have a few branches where the green is showing, but others are not, so I'm wondering what to do.
Okay, anything that does not have any foliage at this point should be removed. Rosa Sharon has had a tough time in some areas, a lot of dieback. So whatever's green, leave it alone. Whatever doesn't look good, prune it back and feed it.